we just add a point, because this is only couple really that are mentioned together. The parent of Moses in here, Abraham is mentioned by himself, Sarah is mentioned by here, both of them together as parent in a very hard circumstances to raise children, just very similar today. But that's an encouragement, the faith that took the child for 3 months, only 3 months, and imparted to him everything that they could impart. And that's an encouragement for parents, for Sunday school teacher. But the point comes, and that's the following verse. You cannot live on the faith of your parents. Time would come when Moses have to make a decision. And that is really, really important. How many of us, thank God, again, as we have heard of the legacy, the generation that our parents, our spiritual fathers, older brothers and sisters in the meeting that have imparted to us. But the time would come when we have to act like Moses did. He chose and he refused, or he refused and he chose. And that is a decision that every believer, every person have to make by faith. Moses, again, another great character in the history of the people of God. And again, in that book, just like by faith 3 times mentioned in connection with Abraham, by faith is mentioned 3 times in connection with Moses. And in him, we find that the decision he have to make at an age, he mature enough to decide now for himself, not on the faith of his parents, what to do. Nobody knows what Pharaoh's name at that time was. People could speculate. Nobody knows even his daughter's name is. But everybody knows Moses. And that is really the beautiful when we stand and act for God. God take an account of it. And it's recorded to us. It's important. Faith is rewarded. There is a substance just by mention in that fact. So he refused. 3 times in the scripture I read of people who refused. And every one of them correspond to one of the attacks of the enemy. Joseph refused. Words explicitly in mention there. The time will come when you have to refuse. He refused the lust of the flesh. He refused it. He ran away from it. And everyone have to reach that point of maturity and make that decision. I cannot make it for you. You cannot make it for me. The second one that I read that he refused was Elisha. When Naaman had begged him to receive the things, it said he really kind of pressuring him and begging him. It said that he refused. Not only now the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye. Take these things from me. The silver, the gold, the garments. He refused that. And here is Moses. He refused the bride of life. I'll be the prince. I'll be the son of the princess. He refused the bride of life. But these are decisions that are real, that every one of us by faith have to come to time to maturity to make him.
And this,
if you don't mind, Emil, you started on the line of the parents first, and then you came to the personal commitment that Moses made. If you don't mind, I've just linger a little bit on the parents for just a second or two, because there are lots of young parents here now. Many of us are still young, and we still have children that we're raising. And the issue is, what are we doing with them? What are we doing with them? Because that is what's going to determine whether or not there's a personal stand that is taken as Moses did. Moses' mother took him, got an ark of bulrushes, plastered it, and she placed him in it. And she put him, it says in scripture, in the sedge of the river. She did not put him in the open flow of the Nile. Because if she had put him in the open flow of the Nile, he would have been carried away rapidly. But she found a little alcove, and she placed him there. I wonder if for us as parents, as to whether or not we're doing that, placing our young ones in the little sedge of the river, in the world in which we live, finding a place, sort of a place for God, not a place for them to grow up and become notable persons in this world, but rather a place for God. Not putting them in the drift of the flow of the world, but putting them in that little sedge. Because if we do that, then we will have the final commitment that comes up on the part of Moses. He chose and he refused.
Also, I believe our faith has to be shaped little by little. Moses, when he left the glory of he refused the glory of Egypt, the first thing he did, he killed a man. As he left the glory, he thought that God will use him right away, and he killed a man. He had to go and learn for another 40 years that, yes, he had the faith, but his faith has to be directed and has to be shaped in a way that he is nothing. When God used him later on, after 40 years when he killed the man, he told him, who am I that you send me? I don't even know how to speak. Now, he is not depending on his strength. So it's good that we have the faith in the Lord, but it's also good that our faith will be directed, that also we have a self-judgment sometimes, that not that I'd be rushing into the service of the Lord or to be used by the Lord when my time is not come yet. So it's good to be take notice of my faith has to be shaped and grow little by little, and to be learned from the Lord before I just jump in into doing things to him.
But don't forget that we've got on the line of things here is what's positive. You see, I understand that we can look at all the negative things of Abram or of Sarah or of Moses, but the Spirit of God has before us the positive elements that he wants to bring out so that we gain from that. Yes, we will be able to go back to Exodus, to Genesis, and look at the deficits that have occurred. But we need to always be mindful that the book of Hebrews sets before us what is positive.
I believe it was pretty positive because someone to be to accept the teaching of the Lord and to be learned from him, I was looking at it as a positive way, that someone who has to be learned and taught by the Lord, and he accepted it and he learned it. So I didn't really mean to go to the negative with it, but that's how I was looking at it.
I think another very positive connection to the parents, that his father was a man of Levi and his mother was a daughter of Levi. And we connect this to the thought that Jacob was a worshiper. Well, here were parents that had the Lord before them. And I think it's very instructive for us that when Moses arrived at the point where he understood who he was in relation to Pharaoh and Pharaoh's daughter and all of the things that he had access to in relation to that connection, that he chose. Refusing and choosing is something that is done in the mind, that one turns away from what is readily accessible to make a choice in faith to that which is going to be very, very difficult. So he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God. He was going to do it in relation to the people of God. Sometimes we may say, well, you know, I'm going to suffer by myself. But Moses made this decision that he was going to refuse, turn his back on everything that the world had to offer him through the highest seat in the known civilized world at that time. And he was going to choose. And you know, when we read these words, it's very easy to read them. But really, he made a choice in his heart to follow the hope of faith. I think it was mentioned the strength of faith, the vigor of faith, that he was now going to suffer affliction alongside the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin, which is for a season. And so it is really understanding that there is going to be a compensation, a reward, a blessing that is going to come from refusing the very glitters of the world that are presented to us. Suffering doesn't always immediately present itself as something that we want to do. But I think it's the Apostle Peter that speaks of suffering first and then the glory which is to follow.